Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's never forget the website. Such an important website, craigjamesfinancial.com. Tell them the info that we discuss, ladies and gentlemen. But also, you know, you sign on to that site, log on, and pre-register for all the wonderful webinars and events coming our way. We got one early next week before we round out April. craigjamesfinancial.com. Yesterday, rough day. Rough day, we all know, as far as Wall Street, GDP, and everything else. We'll go over that in a second. Dropped 375. One point was down 680. I couldn't believe my eyes, but came back to lose 375 at the close. And the futures right now, futures market is showing a 55% increase, 55 points up, 55 points as we welcome in the great Craig Ferentino from the great Craig James Financial Services, also financial advisor extraordinaire, Zambri Financial, I might add. And we say a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Yeah, you're right about the market. They were down quite a bit, and then they came back just a little bit. And because the numbers were kind of scary, I mean, they were looking for a 3.1% annualized rate, and they came in at lower, 1.2% first quarter GDP, missed expectations. They're looking for about 1.6 on an annualized basis, below the expectations of 2.2% growth. And then you're looking at the last quarter reading was 3.4%. So when you get 1.6, it's basically more than half, 60% lower. So that kind of threw people into a dizzy. And they were saying that consumption held up well, meaning things that you're buying for your house worked up. That was growing at 2.5%. But the exports and a couple of other things were killing it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so the biggest nightmare scenario, Jay, and we've talked about this in the past, and I haven't brought it up recently, sadly, is something called stagflation. And stagflation is when you have slowing growth, and rising prices. So when people are not making as much money and the economy isn't growing, and yet prices still grow, and that's what happens when you're trying to control inflation. That's one of the negative outcomes is stagflation. Now, the last time we had stagflation, of course, was in the 1970s. I mean, people don't remember, but we were, Jimmy Carter, I think, was president. And then when Jerry Ford came in, they had a whip inflation now, if you remember the WIN program. WIN, everybody should win, whip inflation now. But very, very concerning. The Goldilocks experience that we've been having may be shattered here. They may not be lowering rates at all this year. That's the other thing that this is showing. So that's why the market's had a knee-jerk response. If you had, and back in the 70s, of course, we had rising energy prices. You had some war going on in the Middle East. And we may have something similar to that now. So I think that was the other half of the shock. So aside from that, we get another reading today, Jay. So we're going to really just see how that. We're all looking for that big shoe that drops that's going to scare the heck out of all of us. Hasn't happened yet, but this number certainly was one that wasn't expected. We have corporate earnings, and we also have inflation report today. We heard from, by the way, Microsoft and Google. Alphabet is the parent company, is going to actually going to start paying a dividend. So that stock is rallying. And Microsoft and both Google and Microsoft are showing how AI is driving some of their business that you can make money with artificial intelligence. So it's very, very important. But we're going to get the personal consumption expenditures inflation out today. And that should be at 8:32. And right now, as of today, 40% of companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 have reported, and 80% have actually beat expectations. So that's a bullish estimate, and that's pretty positive. And full year estimates that what they've been guiding on these calls has showing that the economy still people consumers still have money, they're still buying. So what does that mean for you? Yes, we get these bumps. We had such a good run up until the first quarter.
Yeah,
basically had 4 or 5 months of very positive returns, and we're giving some back, and that's how that works. And you know, this is an up and down. If everything was up every day, then I'd be very, very concerned. I'd be living in Bernie Madoff territory. We make 1% a month every year for like.
Hey, why not?
That's right. It works.
You know, but you know, we got to be realists. And quite frankly, when I got the alerts and everything else going on early yesterday, and after we ended the show, and I said, "Listen, what's going on here?" And then I put two and two together with GDP. But you see, this is what happens, folks. You know, you'll get a bounce back today. It was a tough day. Listen, it could have been a lot worse. You know, at one point early, you were down almost 700 points. You know, it could have been a massive loss type of day. But, you know, give it credit. Came back, 375, we'll take the loss and move on. But it's all about algorithms, you know. It's about the stocks, and it's about stuff like this. And that's what triggers things. So the topsy-turvy world of Wall Street continue. But like you said, you know, an excellent, excellent first quarter. You know, we're stubbing the toes somewhat here, but you know, it'll come back. It'll come back, I think. So we'll get a sense of things. Now, talk to me a little bit about Zambri Financial.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Zambri Financial was just on. That was I don't know too much about them. But we do have Social Security benefits.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Presented on April 30th, Social Security benefit options. That's this Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. You know, you take money out of your paycheck. We had a great presentation last night on taxes and retirement. We talked about also the proposed Biden tax hike on capital gains taxes. So when you go to sell something, you will be paying. In New York, actually, when you add the state taxes. When I did the calculations, Jay, you wouldn't believe it. It was so funny because in New York State, that puts everybody with the capital gains, the new capital gains rate, at over a 53% tax rate. And in California, believe it or not, it's like 56%. New Jersey is 54%. So when you put it all together, so Social Security benefit options, very, very important what we have in there, because we'll be talking about they take money out of your paycheck since the day that you're working, you have a W-2 income. And you know, you've been doing that for years and years and years. The money goes into this cloud, and you say, how do I get that money out? When should I do it? Some people just say, hey, I take it at 62. But taking it at 62, and if you're still working, could be not a good sign. You may want to wait there. So we'll take a look at how it affects your taxes. We'll take a look about the future and how that works for you. That'll be this Tuesday. What are the options? Do I have my spouse collect first and then I collect? Do I collect first and then she takes half of mine? How does it work, Craig? What happens if I'm disabled? What happens if I'm divorced? We go through all the different scenarios. Tuesday, next week, April 30th, the last day in April, 7 to 8 p.m. So just go to our website, Craig James Financial.
Excellent.
It's Craig James Financial.
And by the way, shoot myself for that stupid remark I made.
That's okay. No big
deal. 90 seconds ago. I had to put two and two together, you see. See, this is what happens when I have only a cup and a half of Java. If I get the full two cups, I get the webs out, you know. So, my bad.
No problem. Not a problem. No big deal.
Excellent stuff. We'll look and see. Listen, there's only one guy, folks, and that's this guy. all right.
Thank
so,
you,
get me
Shane.
With a bow and arrow on that one there. But in any event, it's always great having you. And I look forward to Monday. And we'll see what today brings at 4 o'clock. Hopefully, a good finish round out the month of April coming to play.
Jay, we'll have a lot to talk about on Monday because we'll have more economic news, and we'll get the where we are year to date on Monday morning. How have the markets been with this topsy turvy market and all this news? What's our year to date numbers? And I'll reveal that next Monday, Jay. Looking forward to talking to you.
Excellent. We're going to do a we're going to formulate another round table. So we'll talk later on that. I want you involved if you're available. We'd love to have you for our third session. Coming into play, third session of roundtable discussions. Looking for an all-star lineup. You're an all-star, and you'll be part of it. Always great having you, sir. We'll talk.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Take care, my friend.